The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Number o'clock, we're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Dabla, and I've got a motherfucking gripe. Okay, so after work, are you here?
What do you want to say?
I don't know. I just want to make sure you're awake. So, okay, after work, I go to a local donut shop place. You know, I'm hungry, so I get a breakfast sandwich, I get a couple donuts, I'm like, all right, cool. Now, before, when I went there,
Tim Hortons isn't a local donut place.
It's not all over the country, though.
Well, it's a
so
lot of
I don't want to say
it's in a lot of places.
Yeah, I know it's not all over. Fine, it's fucking Tim Hortons. You might not know what it is. That's why I was being vague. Anyway, these lazy motherfucking workers. One time when I went there, they took my breakfast sandwich, they put my fucking donut, they threw them in the same bag. They didn't bother putting any kind of like that wax paper in between. So now when I take out my sandwich, there is my fucking donut mashed all up inside my sandwich. Alright? I was not happy.
Inside your sandwich?
Well, you know, on the wrapper. Oh. They're all mashed together because they throw it on
top. Yeah, that's right. And you eat shitty donuts with like jelly in them or something.
Cream. Vanilla cream. Yeah, they're shitty. Yeah.
I do not eat donuts with shit inside them.
Good, don't.
It's for assholes.
That's you.
It's for kids. You eat kids' donuts. I eat adult donuts.
Adult donuts. Donuts taste fucking sweet. Sweet is sweet. Because there's cream in it?
I don't want any cream in my fucking donut.
Good, then don't eat cream.
You make me angry.
I like cream. Anyway, so I've had that problem. Yesterday when I go there, again, you know, they jammed everything in one bag, nothing separating. I asked for two vanilla cream donuts. I'm halfway home. I'm done with my sandwich.
Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Halfway there. Oh, my donut smashed in there.
I'm halfway. I'm halfway home. I reach in, like, all right, let me get a bite of this donut before I get home. And it doesn't feel right. I take it out.
I'm just feeling a donut. The breakup.
Trying to tell the fucking story, dude. So I look at it, I'm like, what the fuck is this? This is not a fucking vanilla cream donut. I have two regular donuts with some kind of holiday sprinkles on top.
Oh, that sounds good to me.
No, it doesn't.
That's what I'd pick.
Yeah.
If I walked into Tim Hortons or Dunkin' Donuts, I said, ooh, glazed donut with holiday sprinkles on them? Sounds perfect to me.
I didn't say glazed, did I? You said glazed.
Whatever. I don't want any fucking shit inside it.
Yeah.
I don't want any fucking surprise. Like, I don't like those hot dogs with cheese in them. When you bite it, squirts in someone's
face. It's not a surprise. You ordered it. Who's ordering your food
for
you? What if
I forget?
You have other problems. You don't know from 1 minute to the next what's going on in your life?
Can I help you? Surprise me.
I hate surprises.
Well, sir, listen. If you want a budget, I'll give it to you. $20. Surprise me.
$20 worth of hot dogs? That's a lot of hot dogs.
Oh, $20, no, $20 worth of Tim Hortons.
That's a lot of donuts. All
right, $10.
Still a lot of donuts.
$10, give me some drinks, and give me what, and some kind of foods. That's it. Those are your...
As long as you don't go over $10, that's it. I'm good. Anyway, so wrong shit.
They should have mystery bags.
Shut up. Wrong shit. Like mystery You're a mystery bag. Wrong shit. I'm furious.
Question mark on the front of it.
I'm furious. I'm like, motherfuckers, they fucking do this on purpose, knowing that some
guys, they do it to me all the time.
Knowing that...
You sound almost like, what's his name?
Like me?
The guy used to do Top 40, Casey Kasem. You know, you guys do this to me all the time.
Casey Kasem. Anyway.
Maybe get into a, go into a, after a fast, upbeat number, you make me go talk about a dog dying.
They know you're going to be home or mostly home, but by the time you notice that it's wrong, and you're not going to be able to do anything about it. I was so fucking angry.
Alright, first of all...
Can I fucking tell my story before
Because
you...
you're wrong! You're acting like these people are maliciously fucking up your order.
They're not? How do
they
I know?
They don't know.
They don't know? How do you know that? What if some dude's like, eh, I don't have any of that kind. Fuck it. That's all this in here.
Because there's something a little called...
Pride in their work? Because they don't have it?
I think it's called Hexham's Razor or something. And...
You don't know Hexham. It's Occam's Razor.
No, that's a different razor.
It's... it's Mach 5.
And that this Mach one goes, razor. Never attribute to malice, which is adequately explained by stupidity. And you're attributing it to malice. Like, I'm going to get this fucker. I'm going to put his donut underneath the sandwich. It's going to be smashed. And he's going to be so pissed. Oh,
fine. They're stupid.
Yeah, well, yeah, I knew you'd agree with that.
Yeah. You happy?
Mark will never argue with someone being stupid.
Yeah, I won't. So I pull over. I'm angry. And it crossed my mind. Like, fuck it.
All right, Mark, calm down.
A donut's a donut. Just fucking eat it and go home.
Remember when
And I was almost getting ready to, you know, get back on the road. And I said, fuck that. Fuck you. I almost hit the curb. I fucking pulled a U-ey and I fucking sped back. I'm fucking going back there to get my goddamn donuts.
So I wasn't paying attention to your story. Did they not give them to you?
No, I went back again and I got my right donuts. Meanwhile, smashed them in the fucking bag. I got chocolate all over my fucking self. Wait.
They gave you the wrong donuts? Is that what you're
saying?
They
gave me the wrong donuts. I had to go back to get the right donuts.
And what did they say to you?
Nothing. It's like, sorry. And so, but again...
Did they take the other ones?
Yeah, I gave them back.
You know, it's fucking dumb because they're throwing those away. They're not putting... I would hope they're not putting them back on the shelf.
Well, listen, I don't know what they do with them. I give them back.
I feel like you have an anger problem. I think you should be... Remember on Family Matters when Uncle Carl... He had an anger problem, so his therapist told him...
Eat donuts.
No, he said... He does this. When you start to get angry, like when Urkel would come over and start pissing him off, you're like, 1, 2, 3, 3, 2, 1. 1, 2, 3, what the heck is bothering me? And it would calm him down.
Hey, you know what? I like being angry, and being angry likes me.
Well, you're talking to a guy who's always angry.
I know. Angry at something. And of course, my fucking donuts, my new donuts that
Your
were
new
right,
donuts! Put something on! There's kids around!
My fucking kids watching this shit! All mashed together. Fucking.
Well.
People don't take pride
order
in their
a
work.
Dozen and they'll put them in a box.
I don't want to eat a donut.
They have no respect for you assholes who buy two donuts.
Dude. You know how sick I'd be if I ate a dozen donuts for breakfast?
How much does a dozen donuts cost? Because I saw a commercial like, because I'm the little man on the totem pole, I have to go get donuts for the office.
Probably like, what, like $6?
Yeah, like $5 or $6. And I'm like, I don't think you pulled together money because
five or six boxes? Holy shit, man. You're going to spend like $30 to...
This is what I'm saying. I would fucking hope that he, you know...
It was like a pooled effort.
But I think he was saying like, because he's a low man...
So he had to pay
for it. We all had to do it. Like, yeah, well now I have no money. My fucking electricity's off. Because I have to buy you assholes donuts.
You know what? $30? Yeah, that's my electric bill. I'm not paying $30 every morning to go buy fucking donuts for the fat fucks at work. Because you could all take turns sucking my dick.
Well, I heard about some of the rookie hazing they do in the NFL. They'll take you to dick. Hey, we're having dinner tonight. Come on out, rookie. And they'd all order tons of food, and then they go, yep, you're paying, and it'd be like a $10,000 bill.
Then I say, guess what? I'm gonna use a bathroom and I fucking run my ass out of there.
See, the problem is that you wouldn't do that because you have to deal with these people every
day. Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? I hope these guys are smart enough not to go out to dinner with anybody.
They're not. Well, I mean, look at that guy in the Dolphins who went crazy.
I'm crazy. Everyone made fun of me.
They kept goofing on him. So one day he just took his, he was at the lunchroom and he took his tray, threw it and ran out and he never came back.
Bunch of pussies. You know, I was tortured in high school.
Literally, they tie up to the wall and poke you with like a hot poker.
And you know what? I was fucking bullied. They were relentless. It was all day, every day
for fucking years. Bullied? Are you a big pussy or were you really bullied?
What's being really bullied?
I don't know what happened to you.
You don't know?
I wasn't there.
But what is being bullied in your definition?
Getting beat up.
I've been punched in the face a few times.
A few times. Oh God. Oh, who hasn't?
Have you?
No.
Apparently not.
You know, I don't think I have. Even
no.
Even when I got a couple playground scraps, I think we were both too afraid to punch each other in the face. So we just kind of wrestled on the ground.
So you can shut the fuck up back there.
Yeah, punching someone in the face hurts.
Yeah, I know. And getting punched in the face hurts.
What hurts more, you think?
Punching someone or getting punched?
Because people break their hands constantly when they punch people.
Yeah.
Which is why if I ever got a fight, I already know that I'm going to use the palm of my hand. You know the.
Yeah, I watch movies too. Yeah.
That's the way you're supposed to do it.
That's what I hear from the movies.
Or just kick a guy in the nuts. I don't know. I mean, there's no rules here. So I look like a pussy, whatever. Really on the ground crying. How am I the pussy?
You're not really going to cry as an adult just by getting kicked in the balls.
Dude, if I like lined up and like totally kicked him, he might cry. His eyes might water. I don't know if he's not bawling. He's not crying for his mommy, but his eyes are watering.
I have been fucking pounded in the balls before, right? It hurts, but I'm not crying. I've told you before.
I know, and I argue this all the time.
What are you arguing?
Can we? Well, then let's get a soccer player and let him kick you in the nuts and see what you do.
Why would I want to do that?
Because you're a fucking liar. Either you weren't kicked as hard as you think you were, or you're a liar. I've known guys. I've heard of. No, I don't know guys. But I've heard of guys who got hit.
You've heard of things that you haven't been there for.
Who've gotten hit in the balls.
Yeah, yes, yes.
With baseballs and stuff, and they had to go to the hospital. They were in serious. It was a serious injury.
Do you understand that a baseball coming full speed is probably different than a person hitting another person?
So I get an NFL kicker, I get Adam Vinatieri to kick you in the nuts, and you're like, whatever, dude.
No, I'm saying I've been punched in the fucking balls.
That's punched by people who don't know how to throw a punch.
How do you know? Do you know how to throw a punch?
Yes. You know how to use torque and use your body.
So why would you say that whoever hit me didn't know how to throw a punch? Why would you say that?
Because your cousin doesn't know how to throw a punch.
How do you figure?
I've seen your cousin. He's not a fighter. He doesn't want to punch.
Well, wait a minute. You look in the mirror and you see a fighter staring back at you?
No, but I know how to throw a decent punch.
No. But looking at him, you know that he doesn't.
Listen, you know why I know you can't punch hard? Because you can't throw, and it's the same exact action. Punching and throwing are exactly the same.
Who does like an overhand punch? It's not really a punch.
It's the same motion. And when you throw, you use more than your arm. You use your whole body as torque.
Wait. I picture you fighting like some little kid, flailing your arms above you because that's how you punch.
Listen, dude, we go to the machine that the Russian in Rocky IV was on. And you know how he like broke the machine? Yours would be like 2 pounds and mine would be like 600. Like, bah!
Okay.
I've punched. I was punching a mattress the other day.
Were you being raped at the time?
No, there was a mattress in my garage for a couple days, so I was just punching it, and it hurt.
It sounds like you have a lot of problems. You're at home punching mattresses. People have hard lives.
Never again.
Hard lives.
Well... I'm just saying. And by the way, when you use a punching bag, it hurts your wrists.
It hurts everything. There's a punching bag at work, and one day I was like, you know...
That's not nice to call her a punching bag.
We all get a turn. Don't worry about it. She's fine. She likes it. So there's a punching bag at work, and I just... You know, I was at the gym, and so I decided to use it, and I didn't put the gloves on. Holy shit, man. My fucking knuckles were bruised. And, like, it fucking hurt for, like, a couple days. Like, man.
Well, I don't know why you're going out there without gloves.
Because, I didn't intend on really doing anything. I was just taking a couple swipes. But, you know, I took a couple hard punches. And I was like, let me go wail on a little bit. And it fucking hurts.
Do you ever wish that you weren't such a pussy and you did, like, athletic activities like skiing and snowboarding and... You know, surfing or, you know, whatever, windsurfing and
paragliding. No, I do hear that, I mean, to surf, it's very athletic and, like, surfers are, like, in awesome shapes. I mean, that would be cool. This would be, like, a good, like, be, like, ripped because I'm a surfer. And for some reason, chicks like surfers.
Chicks like anything that where a guy's in shape.
Yeah, yes. I mean,
you don't hear about many girls going, like, I love
bowlers.
Like, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Professional video game players are so hot.
I mean, the actual action.
By the way, we talked about girls like sports. If I find out a girl's really into video games, I stay clear.
That's kind of weird, but I mean, as with anything to do with women, if she's hot, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what you're into.
Well, you're a shallow son of a bitch.
I know. Unlike you.
I'm not shallow at all.
You're not shallow at all, but if you like video games, I'm going to stay away from you.
That's not shallow. That's a fucking... That tells me a lot about a person. I don't like video games, and girls who do are usually not the type of girl I'd like to date. How's that shallow? Shallow means you're looking at the outside only.
I don't know.
That's what shallow means! Everyone knows that!
No, I'm saying your whole video game thing, and that's kind of on a similar vein, I think.
I don't date girls like that. Big nerds. Yeah. I don't.
That's not being shallow. I don't date big nerds. That's not being shallow at all.
Shallow is a fucking looks thing. We already discussed this 10 seconds ago.
What does a nerd look like?
A nerd.
A nerd looks like a nerd?
It doesn't matter, because nerds can be hot. I've seen a lot of hot nerds in my life.
You wouldn't date a hot nerd? In your life, you haven't said, oh, that's one hot nerd. You wouldn't like that? Excuse me?
What? I've turned down attractive girls before because I didn't like their personalities.
Listen, hot lady. I'm
not talking about turning on for sex, but I didn't date them for a long period of time.
Wait. You didn't date them for a long period of time?
They didn't become my girlfriend because I said, you know what? You know what? She's got a decent body and all this stuff, but she has no personality. I can't deal with it. Some guys are just, that same girl has a boyfriend now. Either he's retarded also, or he just doesn't care. He's like, whatever, she's got a hot body. I'm just gonna fuck her, and that's just it. That's my girlfriend. I don't care that she's got the mentality of a 13-year-old, and she's pretty dumb.
I mean, some 13-year-olds are pretty smart.
I mean, this girl. I mean, you would say she's got a hot body. No one would say this girl doesn't have a hot body. Face, whatever. Average at best, but
not shallow at all. This guy judging women's faces.
Whatever. Either way, she was in really good shape, but like I said, horrible personality. I could literally not talk to her. I had nothing to say to her. We would sit there in silence watching TV.
That's the way I like to watch TV.
Really, you'd go, all right, that's my girlfriend. You wouldn't either.
I mean, you got to go on a case by case basis, I suppose. I mean, there's plenty of girls that are decent looking that you're not going to stick around with for a long period of time if there's nothing, going on above the shoulders.
Mm-hmm. What? How about this? I haven't asked Mark for you. Would Mark date a cam girl?
You and those fucking cam girls, man. Yeah, for a short period of time.
No. She wants to move in. All right, we'll start. Here's a scenario. You meet a girl on the internet or whatever.
Okay.
And you're dating her for a couple weeks. Things are great. She's, attractive. But for some reason, she can't hang out certain days at night. You're like, oh, that's weird. And then she says, well, I gotta admit, I'm a cam girl. I make pretty good money, though. I don't actually have a regular job. I make all my money, just being a cam girl.
So she's a liar, too? Because I would have asked her what her job is, and if she wouldn't tell me...
She said she does web stuff.
Then I would have... Maybe I just would have...
White lie.
Yeah, it's more of a deception, because I'm probably under the assumption that it's more like web design.
Yeah, like we discussed a few weeks ago. You're a fucking liar. But
yeah, you are a liar, even though technically, when you're on the polygraph, when you're in court, you're not lying, but really you're lying.
So would you date a cam girl? Because that tells you a lot
of... So do you mean, would I break up immediately? Because we were dating, and now I find out that she's a cam girl.
But you've only known her for a week or two. It's not like she lied for a long time.
Well, still.
It's not like 7 years in, She's been like, why does she keep going? She's been in the bathroom for 3 hours. What's this weird?
And where are all the dildos? They're all gone. You brought them all in the bathroom with you?
Why is this wall with all these screen names on it? I don't get it.
Why are there 8 video cameras in the bathroom? All these weird angles.
Why she has me cash these checks from my free webcams all the time?
Huh. Why would I look in the keyhole for the bathroom? I see you fucking yourself.
And it's talking weird to some fat guy.
I don't think they see the guys.
They can if they want.
If the guys want or if the girl wants, because I hope she doesn't want to.
So, all right, so whatever. Either way, would you date a cam girl? Would you have a significant relationship with a cam girl?
I'd keep it going for a little while longer, but I probably would break up.
You wouldn't let her move in with you or anything?
No, because those girls are too screwy. You really can't have
and a meaningful... And plus...
You can't have a meaningful relationship.
Like, where's our... What's our future going to be? Because at some point, you're going to have to go out and get a real job, and you haven't had a job in 5-10 years because you've been doing camming.
Listen, let's say you are dating this girl, and it's a long-term thing. You have a regular job, and she's camming. At some point, you know, let's say you're sticking together... She can't cam anymore because there's not much of a market for old lady cam girls. And now she's looking for a job.
And these days, you can't have a single... Very rarely can you get away with the single income. The wife and the husband both have to work now.
Yeah. So now, where is she going to go? On the resume, a cam girl? That's not going to open up a lot of doors. So yeah, I don't know what's going on there.
Like, all right, looking at your resume, you haven't worked anywhere in 12 years.
What have you been doing? Oh, I brought a video montage.
You know what they'll say? White lie. Like, well, I own my own business. Oh, what kind of business? It was a web business.
Do you have any documentation on that? Or?
Do they ask you? I don't think they would.
They're not going to call you a liar.
So basically, that's what they'll say. But what kind of job are they getting? Because they have no experience in anything.
That is true. They're going to have a hard time of it in the future. Do you think that someone's going to invent
a machine that makes you young again so you can keep camming?
Yeah, exactly. No, they're going to come up with some kind of offshoot of it so that they can keep going. I mean, listen, you got regular porn, and then all of a sudden, now you have like 8 million different kinds of porn. We got granny porn. You never have to quit.
But...
You know what I mean? They'll have some other kind of version.
There's not enough demand where
there isn't.
Every porn star, when they reach 45, 50, can go up. Granny porn time. Like, no. There's, you know, a handful at most that can do granny. I don't know anyone. Have you ever met a guy who's like, I really think fucking old ladies are hot as hell. I don't really like young girls at all.
I mean, I'm sure there's not a lot.
Have you met anyone that's done that?
Yeah.
Have you met anyone, period?
No. I've seen people on television. I come in contact with people. I don't really meet people.
What if your cam girlfriend said, hey, man, you can work for me. You can quit your job, make the same amount of money, but you're, like, running all her shit.
You know what? Doesn't that sound like a sweet deal? Because you're not really doing much when you're, you know, making
money. But again, where is this going?
I mean, I know. Once she can't work anymore, now I'm out of a job. Now I gotta start,
like, that girl,
you know,
we talked about a few weeks ago, she's got, like, I don't know where... What is her end game in her head? Because she thinks she's building this fucking empire of
suicide.
Some sort.
Suicide, I imagine.
But you're really not. I mean, you're making plenty of money now because you're young, and camming is going to change. Like, it's big now, but who knows what it's going to turn into.
Well, I hear all the mainstream porn stars are going to camming, so now all the small-time mom-and-pop cam girls are... It's like Walmart moving in.
Well...
Don't you think?
I think you're wrong because...
Really?
Walmart's is good, successful because they have cheap shit. And these cam girls is different because a lot of these guys like these regular looking cam girls because they have a relationship. They're not going to be able to, you know, be friends with Jenna Jameson.
That is true. She's a stuck up bitch. She's not going to be anyone's friend.
Yeah, so you know, you can pay them some crazy, you know, amount of money, like, "All right, cool, I get to Skype with Jenna Jameson or whatever." But she's not, you know, texting. Like, this other girl said she was texting guys that were, like, regular customers. And...
You know what, though? They probably will, too. But they're just going to... Jenna Jameson is going to have a person she pays to pretend to be her to text people.
True.
And they'll probably all do that. Look, I have personal relationships with all of my fans. And it's a lie. I just hire people. I got some dude wearing panties all day jogging. Then he mails them out. You know, I have someone texting.
Wow.
I have someone doing this and that.
So when you buy these panties online, like, you can buy clean, perfumed, or cummed in. By the way, which one would you choose?
Well, I wouldn't choose any, because what the fuck am I doing with any of them?
Well, say you got one for free. Like, hey, you want a free pair of panties from, you know, whatever, hot cam girl.
I guess perfumed, just because, I mean,
I give you a gift card.
Thanks. Thanks for that. Perfumed, I guess, because if they're just clean, like, all right, there's a pair of panties, what am I doing with this? And if they're cummed in, I don't want that. That offers nothing for me. I mean, I know that some guys, that's a huge turn on for them. I mean, for me, that's just gross.
Yeah, it's just soil. It's
yeah, a chick's dirty underwear. I don't want that. So perfumed. At least, you know, it smells like a girl. Clean underwear smells like a chick.
Like, okay. Right now, there's some guy who ordered these panties. He's got them on his head right now, and he's jerking off.
Yeah, and they're covered in
yeah, he's got, you know, so he can juices. Do the smell while he's jerking off. Fucking weirdos. So, the other day, that same girl, Miss Lollipop, she posted a picture. She's like, I'm working with my slave today. She's got a guy who's a slave. But her definition of slave is a little weird because the guy fucking pays her to be her slave. How's that a slave?
I mean, I guess technically it's still a slave. It's weird. He pays her for the privilege of being her slave. So she posted a picture of him,
what he was doing. She demanded that he was nude. And it was this big fat guy, and he was sticking some kind of object up his ass for her.
That's,
And he's paying for this privilege.
That's weird. But, you know, guys are into pretty much everything. Anything you can think of, there's going to be a guy who's into it.
It's weird. Not me. I don't have any crazy fetishes.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like sticking a penis in a vagina. That's pretty much it. That's the extent. That's the craziest I get.
That is crazy. I mean, that sounds like fun. Don't get me wrong. I don't know. I'm not exposed to a lot of shit. You know, I'm not out there. So, like, maybe if I was, I'd find some weird shit. Like, you know what? I'd like this.
But how often do you find a girl that's into crazy things? And how do you even know?
How often do I find a girl? Not that often. So, I don't know.
I've dated quite a few girls in my lifetime. I've never had any that were all that wild and when it came to sex. They were all pretty... A
bunch of prudes.
They weren't prudes, but it was kind of run-of-the-mill. You know, I had one, here and there, you'd get one who was like, you know, she'd take control, but she wasn't doing anything insane.
What do you mean by take control?
Well, you know, she was in, you know, she held the reins. It's like, all right, we're doing this now. You know, she'd tear your clothes off.
Turnover. I'm fucking you now.
No, because I've been with a lot of girls where...
You gotta fucking do everything.
Yeah, you gotta take your own clothes off. You gotta take her clothes off. You know,
gotta lay her down. You gotta fucking climb.
It's gotta be your idea to have sex. Like, it was never like, sometimes like it's never their idea.
It's never a clock.
Exactly. But then I've had other girls where it's like, you know, next thing you know, she's, you know, ripping my clothes
off. I really appreciate that too. Take some fucking initiative. Let me feel like you desire it.
But then, on the other hand. That one girl, well, I can say anything I want about her because she's dead. She's dead now.
You murdered her. We all know.
She was a little bit to the other. She wanted to take control, but she was too much. She, like, bark out orders, and, you know, you have to use this fucking vibrator on me, and, like, I'd be already done, but it's like, nope, I didn't come yet, so hurry, get over here, you have to help me. And it's like, fuck, I'm finished already, but my night's over here, lady.
You know, I see I'm getting my car keys, kind of leaving.
Maybe she knew she was dying and she wanted to come as many times as possible before it was all over.
No, I mean, I don't blame her
for
that.
And the weird thing was, like, she was one of those girls that would take forever, too. It would take a good 45 minutes to make her come.
Do you think, maybe, just maybe?
I don't want to hear it, Mark.
Just you weren't doing it for her? Maybe it was just you? That's why it's taking her so long?
Well, she was like, listen, I gotta tell you, I can't reach orgasm. But by being penetrated with a penis, and
I have to be penetrated with a fork.
Unless you do it for a really long time, and that's not me that's for sure. And oral sex doesn't work for me either, and fingering doesn't work. So you just have to use this vibrator. That's it.
Then I'd say, well, here you go. Hand it to her, and like I gotta go.
And at the time, I had to work at like 3 a.m, and I'm at her house at, like 11, and I'm like, I want to go home. She's like, well, why don't you just stay here so you have to go to work? I'm like, no, I do not do that.
Yeah, I like sleeping in my own bed.
But, well, I'll sleep in someone else's bed if it's like Friday night and then the next morning I can leave at like 9 and go home and sleep the rest of the day. But fuck, if I have to get up in 2 hours, I do not want to do that. Especially if I'm sitting there vibrating her. It's like I'd be nodding off with the vibrator in my hand.
I don't think she'd care, apparently. You know what? Yeah.
Which is funny because if I told my 14-year-old self, like, get this, dude, you're going to be holding a vibrator and you're going to be putting it on a girl. But you're going to be totally bored and want to go home.
First of all, your 14-year-old self was like, what's a vibrator?
Well, my 14-year-old self knew a lot more than you'd think, Mark.
Really?
I watched a lot of real sex.
Yeah, I bet you did. Oh, speaking of real sex, I was thinking about HBO.
They're bringing it back.
Are they?
Yeah.
Huh. But it's going to suck. Always does. But I was thinking about HBO's other sexy show, Taxi Cab Confessions, how most likely... Those are all fucking setups, and it's not real. Because what are the odds as a cab driver Every fucking person you pick up is going to be talking about fucking.
Well,
show me the clips of them just driving around and the cab driver's trying. Maybe it's his first day on the job and he's trying. So, you like fucking? Excuse me? You know, not everyone's going to be into the sexy talk. So, I'm thinking a lot of setup. Right? Well, anytime you pick somebody up?
Or they film like a ton of them.
I've been driving around for a year, and now I have a half hour's worth of clips. That's how much you'd have to drive around. Like, right? Because this is reality here. I'm going to be fucking talking about my personal, intimate details of my sex life to a fucking strange cab driver? Not likely. I suppose, I don't know, they're in Vegas or something, and they're only kind of cruising around after the bars are closed, so maybe they think drunks are going to be a little more
open.
Yeah,
and I think they knew they were on there, too.
Well, that's why I'm saying setup. It's not real. It's not legitimate. As we always discover, most things aren't. Everything that seems like it's, you know, real, ooh, it's real.
Well, especially talking on about TV. Real things.
Well, yeah, TV. In real life, yeah, things are real, because it's real life. Anything on TV that's made to look like it's real, 9 times out of 10, fucking bullshit.
Yeah, HBO announced this week that they're bringing back real sex.
Huh.
Now, I'd be excited if I was 14, and the internet didn't exist anymore.
Yeah, I know. All they gotta do is get rid of the internet.
But they're not calling it real sex anymore, because they're going towards more of a, like a web, like an internet, it's more about all internet stuff.
Well, you're gonna be watching it then, hoping some cam girls are there.
Yeah, that's what they're talking about.
Yeah, it's gonna suck though. There's too much sex competition. You can't have a sexy type show on cable anymore.
Well, if they're, you know what? You can do it because it's gonna be giving you something you can't get online. If they're doing like a 60-minute type report on like cam girls and stuff like that. You're not gonna see that online.
I guess, but are they gonna be doing that?
Well, yeah.
How do you know? Are you just guessing?
Well, that's what real sex always was.
No, they weren't having, like, in-depth interviews with people.
Well, they had the people sitting there, like the fucking, you know, Tantra guy.
They were sitting there, but
Tantra sex, man.
It's all...
You can connect with another human.
It's all fluff. You fucking new-age hippie, shut the fuck up.
And I guess they're still gonna do the old street interviews everyone loves.
Real Sex 4, that's a wrap.
Real Sex 4, take 4... When I'm fucking my lady, and then the lady's next to me.
Oh no, you don't.
I like to grab her from behind. I like to grab and pull her hair and, you know, really give it to her.
I pull her hair so hard I pull it out, and she loves it.
I like when he licks my nipples.
And lips it.
Lips my nipples.
I don't need the sound effects.
That's exactly what it sounds like.
When you lick my nipples?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I go, I got Mark hair in my mouth.
I know. Well, I got a hairy chest.
Can you please shave your nipples before we have intercourse,
no,
Mark?
No. My nipples aren't even sensitive, so you do that for yourself, so don't fucking complain.
Alright.
If you'd like to lick my nipples, go to hotshotwizkids.com and send me a message. Plus, holiday season still in full swing. So, go to Amazon through
you
our...
You sure Christmas didn't pass already?
Yeah.
I didn't set up my Advent calendar yet, so...
I don't even know what that is.
You know, it's the countdown. Like, you do a little chocolate each day as you count down to Christmas.
I eat all the chocolate at once, so I don't know what day it is.
I know you're cool.
So I think it's January. I don't know. Anyway, hotshotwizkids.com. Listen to the rest of the week. And that's about it. I'm done. You got anything?